Hello and welcome to episode 71 of the Jeffrey and Brian show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And apparently we are late to Facebook because it's still trying to boot up as we've already started the show. Oh, look at that.
Now. Couple seconds.
There we go. We're up and going over there. I am going to get off that page.
It's very
distracting.
Yeah.
It's incredibly difficult to look at and not be distracted by immediately. So what's going on? Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Had a family get together that they decided it was 7 o'clock was a good time to start eating. So
aren't you worried about a super spreader event?
No, my name's not. My last name's not Fauci.
I don't know. You live in Virginia. We'll get to that shit.
In the red.
Yeah, we'll get to that garbage later. We're talking about maybe making a couple changes here. We'll see what we talk about when we're off air. We have another episode. Well, here's the question: New Year's is Saturday. Are we doing it on New Year's Day?
Might as well.
All right, sounds good to me. I got a feeling any changes we do make at all won't be until after the new year anyway. I got a feeling we might just be done with COVID like everyone else. You know, only talk about how not all the scary bullshit everyone's always talking about, but really just talking about Boston lockdown kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's just so much crap about it. I don't know. Like I said, we'll discuss what we're doing here, where we're going with the show, what we plan to do with it, how serious we even take this. You know what I mean? Is this just a goof-off hobby when we get blasted, or do we actually give a crap if people follow the show? But we are on the YouTubes. Oh, the wife liked that one. We're on the YouTubes. We rumble. We're at anywhere you can find a podcast, Spotify, Apple, whatever. Anyone listening who likes to draw, we could always use some artwork for the show. Anyway, all that shit being said, let's do what we do and get blind, stinking drunk and talk about the news.
All right.
You ever heard of Alicia Witt?
Never heard of her.
Neither have I. Apparently she's some actress who's not a nobody. She was in something recently, I guess. But she sent a well-being check out to her parents' house in Worcester, Mass. This is my local thing, out in Worcester, Mass. And her parents had been dead for a very long time. And just, I don't know, it was local, and she's some actress that I looked up what she did. I recognized a couple things. I was like, oh. I didn't even recognize her. She was in Dune, I guess, the new Dune. Yeah, it makes me wonder what kind of relationship they had, though, because the house is in complete disrepair. Did you click on the link? No big deal. The house is in complete disrepair. It fallen apart, and she's well-to-do and, you know, successful actress. She didn't fix up their house, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it took her, I mean, they were long dead when the police went to go check on them. And, you know, that means she probably hadn't spoken to them in how long if they had sat there dead for months. Ugh, the smell. Oh, my God, the smell must have been so bad. Anyway. This next little block here, do you want to talk about this stuff now, or do you want to come back to it later and kind of get into like some topics?
Doesn't matter to me.
Well, apparently they think they might have found water on Mars again.
Yeah, so now we can get our colony there.
Oh, we could easily colonize Mars if we really wanted to, for real.
Build back better.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk is going to go to Mars and colonize Mars just so we can live in a free country, apparently.
Yeah, but how long will it be free on Mars?
Well, when he says we're going to the new world, he's not kidding around.
Yeah.
he got into more beef with all these people saying he's not paying taxes. I need to start following him on Twitter because he's funny.
Yeah, I think it was AOC that called him out, wasn't it?
Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
And he called her Senator Karen. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny.
We talked about that last week, though, right?
She already got a haircut for it, too.
Yeah, I know. And she's from Massachusetts, and she's the whitest person on the planet. Yeah, apparently they found water again. Or think they found water. This comes up every couple of years.
Yeah.
But you think they actually found water this time versus evidence of water?
I think the article said they found water. Let me pull it down real quick.
It's got to be solid water, though, right?
Water detected below the Martian surface.
It's got to be ice, though, water. Not liquid, right? That's kind of crazy. But what difference does that make? I wish I had a Hillary Clinton quote to use for that one.
It makes a big difference because, you know, that's one less thing that colonists would have to worry about taking with them all enough water to sustain life forever and ever and ever.
You wouldn't need to. You would need to collect enough hydrogen and burn it and make water. I mean, where you get the hydrogen, I don't know. But you can make water by burning hydrogen. It just, when the oxygen sticks to it in the oxygenation process, the actual literal burning, it turns into water. That's why those crazy alligator people, lizard people that live in Middle Earth, they have these engines that run on water. They won't let us have it.
So we've already had our first comment on our Facebook page on the live stream.
Because I said something about lizard people?
No. He's probably one of our biggest non-show contributor fans, you know, Michael Duckett.
Yeah, well, no,
he went to high school with me. We graduated together. We're good friends still.
He's a regular
viewer. He actually was contacting me earlier wanting to know what time we were doing the show tonight so he could watch again. So
I missed half that. Sorry, I messed up my plug.
He's watching the show live on Facebook.
Ah, yes. Very nice. Often.
Cheers.
All right. So that time capsule, I don't know why that won't go away.
They're saying that's not the right time capsule.
Oh my god, the one. Okay, so they found it in the Robert E. Lee statue, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now in that Robert E. Lee statue, there was supposed to be a time capsule when it was built. Yes. Correct. Tell me there's a different time capsule that they found.
They don't know. I think they're making it up as they go. They're saying there should be one that they were expecting it to have a lot of Confederate stuff in it because Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy. So they expected a lot of memorabilia in there and history-related stuff of that. And it was all, it wasn't even really that interesting stuff they found in this one, so.
Okay. So it's not like someone broke into a statue and put their own time capsule on it, though, you know what I mean?
Well, now the line is there may be two time capsules in the pedestal of the statue, so.
And no one knew about this. That's what I'm saying, is who got this time capsule in there? How did you get it in there without anyone knowing?
I don't know.
Did they put two in at the same time?
I don't know.
Like, we're not sure how history is going to play out on the slavery thing. Let's play both sides of this card. On other random stuff that we tend to do on the intro, did you hear about this New Zealand bouncy house that got picked up by a gust of wind?
Only after you, after you sent the link out, I clicked on it. I was like, what the hell?
It was horrifying.
Yeah.
Like the bouncy castles, like, you know, the thing that every kid knows it. They jump in them, they're full of air.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not the first time with a lot of bouncy houses had an issue a couple of years ago. I mean, a few years ago. So they've been having that people anchor it down because of similar situation.
Yeah, but what kind of gust of air does it take to take that thing and carry it like a parachute?
Well,
actually, dude, the parachute's not even a good term because it was a parachute. It was a giant inflated bouncy castle and five kids died.
Yeah, it's not.
Like,
it's
what kind of wind happened?
It's not the first time, too. So
I've seen them going tumbling before.
Oh, no. There's a couple of years ago, they had a similar incident, but I think all the kids survived with injuries and stuff. But yeah.
Four of the kids were pronounced dead on the scene. One died in the hospital, and there was four more injured. That's
crazy.
It was horrific to see, you know, and those pictures. They brought a helicopter in to try to get these kids to save these kids' lives.
Yeah, you have to anchor them down. You can just think it's not, nothing's going to happen.
For anyone out there, this is actual advice. If there's ever a question, it might be too windy for a bouncy castle.
It's too windy.
Don't even bother. Don't even bother. It's not worth that risk. It's really not. It's insane.
Yeah, just anchor it down for safety too. You know, it doesn't matter.
Anchor it down on a nice calm day. Don't even bother setting the thing up on, you know. What kind of gust of wind does it take to toss one of those though? Like 40 miles an hour? 50? I don't know. I mean, I imagine it's more than just a breeze, you know?
Yeah.
This next one here, you shared, Brian, right? Or was that Ray? Okay.
What's that?
No, I did. The state legislators and the voters are suing the state of Maryland over alleged gerrymandering over the congressional map that helps Democrats.
Didn't we talk about this a couple weeks ago?
But it's always when gerrymandering is brought up, it's always talked about how the Republicans are screwing over the Democrats.
Well, I'm saying, though, they made it a point. They are always. Yeah, but that's because they're helping the Democrats. Yeah. No, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when they changed the district lines. We even called it out as gerrymandering. And then the Democrats in the government said, she's completely destroyed. There's no way she can win now. Talking to a specific congresswoman, weren't they? Like, we had this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm pretty sure this is the exact thing. And I think we scooped Fox News on this one.
It's just, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you always hear about Texas doing this, Virginia's doing it, you know, but never, you know, it's never put in quite these terms when Democrats are doing it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how the system was put in place, you know. There's a census every 10 years. You gain House seats, you lose House seats. That's when things change, you know, and whoever's in charge of the state government at the time has the ability to, you know, set up the congressional districts the way they see fit for the next 10 years. So,
yeah.
More and more courts are getting involved. And in Virginia, they came up with this crazy idea they actually put on they voted on. And now we have a committee that's supposed to be 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats get together and decide the districts. Well, after they got together a few times this year, they realized they couldn't come up with anything. So then the state Supreme Court had to step in and create a body of judges to come up with the new congressional districts. And there's still people complaining about the way the state judges decided it. So
if you have an initial drawing district lines, like, just be as much as weird as it sounds, just do it by county. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or even just do a grid system. Just like, you know, just put a grid on the map.
And yeah, they're not going to like that because they need to have winning stuff.
Well, and you have to account for population density, but I mean, that's, I don't know, just, it seems weird that sometimes these district lines go through someone's kitchen, you know what I mean?
Sometimes, well, you have to think about it. Like, what if they build a building, you know, a 20-story building? There's a lot of people in the building, you know. The apartments.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that would affect that. Like, even New York, they got, like, some buildings got their own zip code. There's so many, you know, apartments and stuff like that.
Wow, that must be a large building to have their own zip code, but why not? Yes. That'd be easy enough to know exactly where it is, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move into Kamala Harris here.
No, goody.
No, the
our favorite vice president.
Oh, man, the most popular ever.
Mm-hmm. Her approval rating right now is lower than Cheney's after he shot a guy in the face. And the, not even like he blasted him with a shotgun in the face from about 4 feet away with bird shot. Messed that guy up for the rest of his life. Luckily he survived, but you know, thank God it was bird shot. Yeah, exactly. And the dude was wearing a giant reflective vest.
Right.
And Kamala Harris still has a low approval rating than that guy.
You saw the video of the what's on the camera? What's the name of the guy? The guy that she was like asking Biden president, Vice President Harris, who's the president?
Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
Used to be on the Breakfast Club or whatever it was.
Yeah, I was listening to somebody like, how you gonna get checked by the least popular person in this country, you know? And like, yeah, that's true.
Well, she gave a shitty answer because, and then they tried to.
Like, I feel like he wasn't even asking that. Like, he was asking like, why Joe Biden? I'm like, I don't know. It's like the way he was asking the question wasn't referring like questioning. It's like, who's running the country, Joe Biden or
Joe Manchin?
No, it's like, but she took it like completely off. And shitty ass answer. He's like, that's the type of vice president I want to see. Like, dude, what the fuck? She didn't give me an answer to you.
Yeah, now you got to kiss her ass.
Yeah.
Well, because
she put you in her place.
This is the same guy, though, that put Biden in his place. When Biden's like, "Oh, if you don't know if you want to vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black." And he's like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Did you really just say that?"
No, he took it. I think he took it. He didn't say shit like afterwards.
No, he immediately called him out. I was like, "I can't believe you say I'm not black if I don't vote for you."
I don't remember that part. I remember I think he just took it like, okay, you know. So he just get bitch slapped by all the Democrats and stuff.
Well, for some reason, the Democrats think this guy is a Democrat leaning show, and don't get me wrong, it's definitely not a right wing show. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like the Democrats either, for the most part. He likes some of the policies, but he's more than not talking trash on most of these guys.
But he said the only reason he voted for Joe Biden is because of Kamala. Like, okay,
yeah, I don't believe that.
That's good to know. Yes, he said it.
Yeah, I still don't believe it though.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe he did it, but yeah, I'm like.
No one voted for Harris when she tried to be president.
No.
Which goes right into this. She's telling all the media allies that she's got out there that if she was a dude, a white dude, they'd be treating her different. I'm like, yeah, they would actually tell you they thought of you.
Yeah, they're like the way they treated Trump.
Yeah.
Vice President Pence. Yeah. They got nice fucking coverage by the news. So yeah, you're privileged right now. That's what you're saying.
She pisses me off so much.
And then, dude, she's not even on TV, and nobody likes her. Like no, she literally, nobody covering her. But still,
they can't put her on TV
because of the cackle.
Yeah,
the cackle and the bracelet jingle she started doing again. She stopped doing it for a long time. Now she's always clangling her bracelets around when she doesn't have an answer. Oh crap, jingle jingle, make some time, jingle jingle. I have time. I need more time to think, damn it. What I'm sorry, I couldn't
Elizabeth Warren, when she gets stunned, She looked like a deer in the headlights, like,
I have no idea. She, Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but I've been trying to bring it up for a couple of weeks and I keep forgetting. Her book is banned in Canada.
The Powwow
Chow. Powwow Chow, because it's hate speech. Powwow has been banned. The term powwow has been banned in Canada because it's hate speech. So all books, all everything. Her book has been banned for hate speech. And she's the inclusive
she's person. She's the Native American senator from Massachusetts.
What? How is she still getting elected?
Ask your neighbors.
How does... I only get to vote for one senator, though, right?
No, you vote for both.
I do vote for both? Okay. I only get to vote for one congressman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I still think the Congress should go back. As much as I hate it, I like the fact that AOC was a bartender and she's a congresswoman. I don't like her.
Right.
But I think it should go back to stuff like that. And you should do one or two terms. And it should be electricians and carpenters and insurance salesmen and truck drivers. And you know what I mean?
Be representative of the people.
Actually represent the population versus all doctors and lawyers. It's ridiculous. And I understand you want the best and brightest, but some they're not supposed to be. That's not what they're there for. No. They're there to represent the people.
Yeah. You know? Talking about representing the people, like Joe Manchin, everybody upset with him. Like, well, he's not supposed to care what the hell's going on in New York or Virginia or Massachusetts.
He's worried about West Virginia.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Represent West Virginia. He don't, you know.
Unlike he said, he said, I can't vote for this. I have to go back home and explain to my constituents why I voted for this. And I can't.
Yeah.
And West Virginia was the number two state Trump support in this new last election.
And there's actually been news reports that they went around and polled the citizens of West Virginia and they all backed what he did. You know, they stand by their senator for standing up against this big spending bill.
Hey, yeah, you might get reelected.
Who's the other senator from West Virginia?
No idea.
Yeah, because other than that, you got the governor who flipped to Republican.
Yeah, that was weird, huh? You don't see that happen often.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. Yeah, nobody flipped from the losing team. From the winning thing to the losing thing.
Well, I've seen people change parties and then run again, like between terms, and then run on the other ticket. I don't think I've ever seen anyone change while in office.
Yeah. And there's another Democrat, I wish I would have copied, but it's another Democrat mayor who flipped, who just switched to the Republican Party.
All right. Yeah, I think if Harris was a white man, I think they'd be giving her a harder time.
Oh yeah,
they'd be asking why Harris wasn't the border, you know, and this other stuff.
She's right, and on this one thing, she is right. They would cover her differently.
They would destroy her. They would destroy her.
And I'm sure that's not what she meant when she said that they would cover her differently.
No. Speaking of shitty popularity with the people, Biden.
He's doing even less than the people that voted for him thought he was going to get accomplished. He was going to kill COVID.
That was a mistake.
COVID was going to be solved on his watch. You look at the numbers of deaths. More people have died in Biden's first year as president from COVID than anybody did, than Trump's 2 years of COVID dealing with it. And the miracle vaccine that Biden says we all have to have.
Well, that was the problem, is he said he was going to stop COVID.
Yeah, he literally said that. He made a promise that he knew in his mind he couldn't keep. But
there's no way.
It was a great campaign slogan.
How did anyone believe that, though? Like, did anyone actually believe it, or do they just want to believe it?
Oh, I think there's people out there that believe them. I think the people that are driving around in their cars with their masks on by themselves, they believed it.
That blows my mind. You know, and I keep hearing people say stupid things like, oh, there's already vaccine laws. You have to be vaccinated with MMR. And it's like, okay, first of all, you actually, there's like 1,000 ways to not get an MMR vaccine and still go to public school. There really are. And then they bring up smallpox, how there was a mandate done. And we already talked about that court decision once, how it's not what anyone thinks it was. Right. It was a $5 fine. But even that, smallpox could only live in humans. So it couldn't go live in bats or cats or dogs. We've heard about all of them so far, and hippos, right?
Yeah.
We've heard of cases in all of them. It can go live in these other species and mutate and come back.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just wipe it out like you could smallpox, because it can go hide somewhere for 100 generations, which might only be 6 months. I don't know. Viruses seem to evolve very quickly. Luckily for us, most of the time when viruses evolve, they become less deadly and more infective.
And that's infectious. What's happening with Omicron, you know?
Omicron!
You know, it's they're making a big deal about how many people are getting it, but then I heard on the No Agenda show yesterday where they did an interview with one of the health minister of the UK. And she said, well, there's been 770 deaths. And they're like, well, how many of those are hospitalized because of Omicron? 10. And how many have died? 1.
Actually.
And none of them are ventilators.
The person who died with the Omicron variant. I'm sorry, from the Omicron variant. No one ever actually said that. The news just assumed it. They said one guy died with the Omicron variant. They didn't say that's what killed him.
Right.
And like CNN actually, I think, just had to do a retraction because of that. Actually, a whole bunch of people did a retraction over that. I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, Biden is so popular. So popular that, you know, that NORAD Santa tracker thing they do?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of a tradition. The president gets involved and, like, answers phone calls.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it before. It's a fun Christmas thing. One parent at the end, when they got the, you know, where's Santa? When's he going to come to town? One parent said, let's go, Brandon. And Biden responded with, I agree. Let's go, Brandon.
Does he even know
that? I laughed so hard. There's video of it, too.
Against him.
This video of it, too. I read the article, and I laughed my ass off. And then Ray sent the link to me, like, 2 hours later. I was like, oh, my God, there's a video of it. And now someone actually clicked the damn link. NBC News is they said that these parents used a slur. What do they call it?
Racial slur?
Not a racial slur, but parents use right wing slur during Biden call with NORAD Santa tracker. That's a slur. I think maybe her definition of the word slur and my definition are different.
Yeah.
Because when I think the word slur, I'm thinking like the words you only really use, like really, you might make a joke. Racial jokes and ethnic jokes really aren't good. But that is completely different than using certain words like to hurt people. You know what I mean? You never drop an M-bomb. You never, I don't even know which words I'm allowed to use.
Not anymore.
Well, no, like,
did we get our YouTube strike for the M-bomb on that show?
I don't think so. We did not. I don't think. I think there's something weird about how you use the words is whether or not you're allowed to use them. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say, like, you're not allowed to call someone a kike, because that's a hateful word only used to hurt somebody. I think that's different than let's go Brandon, you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. How many people know what a kike is? Do you?
I think it's a German term.
Yes, it is. So we have a good idea of where it goes from there. Yeah, they called it a slur, and I was just my butt actually hurt after hearing that. Because the first thing I thought when they called that a slur, this is the first thing I thought. Actually, I can do a screen share, can't I?
Yes, you can.
Oh, geez, Louise, I'm doing it wrong now. Boom. There we go. And I'm not sure.
Yes, I see it.
You hear that all right?
Not yet. No audio.
Of course not. Of course not. I was having trouble with that earlier, too, doing something. Oh, well. But anyway, when De Niro went
to caption, so
yeah, but it was a Tony's award, and they cheered for like, well, you saw the ticker was like 16 seconds of 43. There was like a half minute of people just screaming and cheering, like, yeah. So you'd prefer we go back to chanting "fuck Joe Biden" instead of "let's go Brandon,"
right?
Like, these people are just at least trying to be polite, you know?
Yeah. And Biden did a news interview this last week with ABC News and said that if he's healthy, he's running again. And a Trump remix will definitely increase his prospect of running again.
Yeah, but he waffled on the way he said it. He was talking about if he's healthy.
The guys, people don't even think he's healthy right now. So
he's 80. He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
You're not healthy. There's been reports of this guy pooping in his pants on the way to meet the Pope.
And sniffing little girls.
Yeah. Yeah, the Democrats seem to... A lot of people that vote Democrats seem to get caught up with little kids a lot lately. By lately, I mean the last 25 years.
You talk about CNN?
No, we were talking about Biden sniffing kids, but CNN's a good example.
Is that on the list?
We talked about it last week.
So.
Yeah. All right.
So the big news of the week is that because the German Shepherd died, it's being rehomed.
Yeah. So
the White House dog is being rehomed to one of his other properties. So they're going to get a new German Shepherd and a cat.
Okay, first of all, it's getting rehomed because it bit more people.
Yeah, it was biting Secret Service and everybody else.
Didn't they already get rid of a dog because it bit people?
No, this was the same dog.
Okay, I thought so. I thought the name was the same.
They sent him to training.
Oh, that's right. So the problem is, no one there is there to train a pet.
Oh, nice.
No one's training this pet. They're bad pet owners, yeah. Is what I'm hearing, right?
I don't even think they're really pet owners.
No,
it's part
a symbol.
Of the show of being in the White House, you know.
Yeah, the president has to have a pet because they are, you know, a home person. A home, you know what I mean? They love having a home family.
I mean, people freaked out when Biden didn't or Trump came in without a pet.
It was a little weird, to be fair, but.
I mean, is he there to like pet sitting or run the country, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, but the idea of having a pet usually means that you're family oriented. That's the idea behind it.
Semi family oriented. He had a kid.
Yes, but he also was when he took office, he was worth like $4 billion. He must have worked 18 hour days.
Yeah, he don't got no time for a pet.
That's what I mean. So, like, that explains why you wouldn't have a pet. But that also means he doesn't have time to hang out with his children either.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if they want to live in comfort, that's a little
comfort. You have to do. Fuck you.
Yeah, here we
$4 billion is not comfort, dude. That is making money because you're trying to build an empire. Anyone worth billions of dollars is trying to do something. You don't
is
just
it comfortable. Is it comfortable?
Dude, $1 billion is 1,000 million.
Comfortable, yeah. You never have to worry about stress and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. But he keeps working. Why would you get worth $4 billion? If you had $1 billion and you just put it in your bank account,
it can go away quick too.
You could never spend it all unless you decide to do something ridiculous. Mega yachts, what, like $30 million, $60 million? You still have $950 million, $900,000. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, he probably don't got the cash. You know, he got all invested into it, you know, so he's not going to have, like, billions of dollars cash.
Yes, he doesn't have – you're right. He doesn't have a stack. He doesn't have an Uncle Scrooge money bin.
No.
But at this point, he could cash out and say, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just sell everything and just have a giant pile of money. You wouldn't keep building an empire like that. You really wouldn't need to.
Well, people are just addicted to work like that. You know, look at Elon Musk. Like,
he's trying to colonize Mars.
Yeah, that's what he likes to do. You cannot stop him. You know, he's going
to. No, and that's what he likes to do. And he's successful when he does it.
Does he got cash on him? I bet you know, not a penny. But you got to pay his
taxes. I bet he does, actually. He just sold a ton of Tesla stock.
Yeah, but.
I mean, he might not have cash in his pocket, but he's got a bank account full of ones.
Yeah, you know.
There's a lot of commas in his bank account right now. Oh, shoot. He's going to pay $11 million, is it? $11 billion with a B. That's right. What is that? Four commas, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. $11 billion in taxes this year.
But he doesn't pay.
I want to see Elizabeth Warren tax now.
Elizabeth Warren. Oh my God. Sorry, I keep every time I hear her name, I get angry.
Well, she's your senator, so we have to talk about her.
All right.
So the Biden DHS has decided to close Trump the border walls that Trump started.
Is he a racist?
Biden, probably.
I mean, he must be, because the only reason why you would put a wall up is because you're racist, right?
That may work.
Or is he trying to keep COVID out? Because, you know, letting people pour across the border without being checked is not helping the most deadly disease in the history of the world. Dear God. It just drives me nuts that people find out they have this. Especially this Omicron variant, they find out because they like twist their ankle and they go to the hospital and they get a COVID test done.
Yeah.
And it's like, didn't know you had it.
I know people that once they get a stuffy nose, they go get a COVID test.
If a stuffy nose is what you get for this disease.
You get a stuffy nose for a cold.
What do they do? What do they give you once you have the Rona?
Not ivermectin.
The hospitals aren't going to give you that crap. No, monoclonal antibodies. You need money.
COVID pills from those aren't out yet. Pfizer.
Those aren't out yet, are they?
They're approved by the FDA, and the government just bought $1 billion worth of them.
All right.
This Hispanic, parent gives me big vapor up all over the chest and the back.
We did that. I'm sure you did it too, Brian, but we did it up here in the north.
Oh, vapor, Vicks VapoRub, yeah.
Oh my God, Vicks VapoRub is an amazing tool.
My dad always
used to. The wife looks great. I don't know if she said that's disgusting or
agree. On his chest right before bed. You know?
Oh, do I get a chest, head, the head, the back, and I get a skull cap?
Good stuff.
And, dude, you seen the guy the pill now? You could drop in the shower while taking a shower.
The vapor shower.
That is badass.
No, but that sounds like a fun way to take drugs. Drop in the shower and let it vapor up. Get stoned.
Watch the stock of Big Vapor Rub is going to go higher next week.
Yeah, because of all our listeners.
The wife says the vapor tabs don't work so great.
It's just another tool to fight it.
Yeah, anyway.
So the Texas governor is starting to show off his new state-made border walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Pledges to protect the state sovereignty.
So is he putting these up just along Mexico, or is he like, you know, keeping Arizona out too?
I think his main focus is Mexico.
All right. Well, so Biden's building walls on the border. The Texas governor is building walls on the border. This sounds like this wall is actually going to get built. Or is it being built anyway?
Yeah.
The wife's very happy. She's like, it might have taken him after he's out, but Trump's getting his wall.
They'll never give him credit for it, though.
Oh, no. No, Biden's going to take credit for that. Just like he took credit for the vaccine. All right. And look what happened at the border here. Some, I hate when they say potential terrorists, because, yeah, you never really know. You know, they can call anyone a terrorist. Oh, look at that. Brian disappeared again.
No.
But yeah, they picked up a 21-year-old dude coming through Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. He might be a terrorist, basically. He's been on a watch list, I guess. I don't know. But the White House doesn't have anything to say. It's good he got picked up, though, I guess. Huh?
He doesn't exist, according to the White House.
Well, that's even better. Nah. Though, the people that don't exist are the ones that are the most trustworthy. They sound like CIA spooks. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, people are still evacuating people from Afghanistan. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah. The civilian organizations are doing it now.
I thought when the other guys were doing it, didn't Saki tell us that they were bad people for doing that?
Oh, yeah. But now the truth is starting to come about how many people we actually left behind. And so it's kind of embarrassing when it comes right down to it.
It's not embarrassing that we blew up a family of like 7 people or whatever it was, and like 5 kids.
Oh yeah,
and nobody, an aid worker.
Nobody's going to get in trouble for that either.
No, no one's going to be held accountable. And what the hell? They can literally just kill people and have.
Mm-hmm.
These were people that are actually helping people. Anyway, speaking of Afghanistan and people getting out and, you know, dangerous situation and rockets. Somebody fired rockets at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Yep. Nobody's laid claim to it yet, but somebody tried.
Yeah, the one was shot down and one was just allowed to miss. But
no, one hit like a community and I think there's a couple people injured, but nobody killed nearby. I don't think people realize where the U.S. Embassy is in Baghdad. It is in a fortified zone. It's basically in the middle of a military base.
Yes.
When it comes right down to it.
Yes. Rockets, though. Like, I don't think the average person knows what a rocket is. I mean, that could be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know, was it from a helicopter?
I'm thinking more like an RPG type.
I would say, oh, is it a shoulder launched rocket propelled grenade? Because believe it or not, rockets are actually not incredibly accurate.
No.
Not at all.
No.
It's very difficult to be accurate with a rocket. That's why we like missiles. Unfortunately, missiles are insanely expensive. All right. Do we want to talk about this crap? There's a lot of COVID bullshit.
I knew that was going to bug you.
There's just so much of it.
Well, Omicron is so dangerous.
No one knows they have Omicron. Oh, yeah. See, no, it is Omicron, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I asked, the first time I asked, I was like, why do we call it Omicron? Just because Biden did once? No, that's its name. Oh, I thought it was Omicron. Omicron. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, in his solution to everybody is the COVID test, you know, that home test. Everybody needs to be testing at home frequently, you know, as often as possible. And
oh, so what you're saying is when we have a variant that's going out that no one knows there has, but it spreads super fast, we're going to hand out a bunch of tests to terrify the shit out of people right before an election. Yeah.
And you can pay out of pocket and you'll get reimbursed by your insurance.
And then it's going to take 3 days.
Then my insurance rate goes up.
Results.
Yeah. Is it a crime to mail poop?
No.
I encourage everyone to poop in their test and send it in. You don't like that idea?
Go for it.
I encourage when they send you.
See you in the 5 o'clock news.
You see it what now?
I'm gonna see you in the 5 o'clock news.
Someone took a dump in their COVID test and sent it into testing. Or stick them all in gas. Oh, no, I think I poop right in it. Poop on it, whatever.
And speaking of Senator Warren, she's in the news again this week for testing positive for COVID. And she's one of those boosted and double vaxxed and homophobic vaxxed, and she's got it all vaxxed.
You say homophobic vaxxed?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what that means. Senator Warren, oh my God, she makes me so angry. She says the dumbest things and she keeps getting elected. She does the dumbest things.
And even when she was part of the Consumer Protection Agency when it was first started, and what did she do to actually protect the consumer?
Besides raise the prices of everything that the consumer needs to survive?
Pretty much. And here comes all your COVID pills are coming, just like you said.
Who's the one that promoted the pills?
Jeffrey called it out a long time ago. That
like I'm talking about the pharmaceutical. Who's the one doing
both
it?
Pfizer and Merck both have pills now.
Okay, I better buy stocks on them.
Oh, no, dude, you're way behind the curve on that one. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you should have bought stocks a long time ago.
Fuck.
I mean, you can still do all right, but this has to peak soon, or else it'll just fall apart.
Oh. It's already falling apart.
Exactly. So it has to peak soon. Like it's like if you were, it's like Bitcoin. You got to ride the wave, then get rid of it right before it falls again.
Yeah. Just get happy with what you got and just get out of there.
And so, hey, Ray, did your kids go see Santa Claus this year?
Yes.
Did they wish Santa? Did they ask Santa for their COVID vaccine?
No. Nobody cares in Virginia no more. They Santa. I remember when the COVID thing came out last year. Santa were wearing face shields and stuff like that. This year, like they didn't care no more.
Well, we went to Bass Pro Shop with the grandkids, and they still had the kids. They're not sitting on Santa's lap. They're sitting on a bench in front of Santa still.
Oh man, no, we have pictures with Santa.
But the New Jersey Health Department created a commercial featuring kids asking Santa for their COVID vaccine.
Yeah, that's what they want for Christmas. For that? COVID.
Nah. Like, do I want kid toys or do I want a COVID shot? Nah, I take the toys.
We went to the arcade today, actually, at the mall. It's an adult arcade. They actually have
like Dave and Buster's,
kinda, but not nearly as big. They have a bowling alley in the place, though.
Nice.
And a giant beer pong. They're like trash cans that you play beer pong with, a big inflatable ball. That's kind of fun. But we went there today, so but it's attached to the mall. And I was like, let's go see the dying mall. And we walked through the mall, and they were doing Santa. They wanted $40 for a photograph or something like that, $40 or $45. And they wouldn't even let you take your own picture. Like, they wouldn't let your kids sit in Santa's lap and take your own picture.
They do that in here too, but it's $70 in here.
70?
Well, yeah.
But
fuck at that.
Bass Pro Shop, you can take.
Hey, I didn't pay for it. And I didn't care for it.
Picture at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Next year, Brian's dressing up as Santa and doing free pictures for kids in his front yard.
No, I'm going to charge him a case of beer.
Ah, the case. Jeez, that's a lot of beer. I didn't know. Going out to buy beer for the year.
Exactly. My wife would be happy.
Sponsored by the Jeffy and Brian Show.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you get the word out. It's happening. See if anyone shows up, or if you just sit out there with a Santa suit all day.
Well, we knew it was coming, and the Supreme Court has now set a special hearing for Biden's vaccine rules for healthcare workers and private businesses. What? Any predictions?
Okay, the one court just basically undid what two previous courts had done, right?
Yes.
So now the Supreme Court's going to hear it?
Yes.
They're going to overturn the last decision.
Okay.
The Supreme Court never, ever, 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 ever expedites anything.
Not very often.
Ever. When was the last time? I don't think I've ever heard of this happening.
So, I mean, I think it happened a couple of times during the Trump presidency.
Really?
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about it?
But what you got to think about how they were trying to, I mean, they did it for the mortgage. When the CDC was trying to do the rental ban, so you couldn't, eviction ban. They came out and said that the CDC didn't have the authority to arbitrarily do that.
So when they expedited something, they overturned the previous decision.
Not always, but I would lean towards that.
Why else would you expedite something to the top of the pile unless you were going to overturn a decision? You know what I mean? If you're probably going to let it stand, you wouldn't bother.
I don't think if we dug into the OSHA mandate, I don't think mandating a vaccine is really in their mandate.
No, and I think that's exactly what the Supreme Court's going to say, because two courts said that you can't do that, right? The Fifth and the Sixth federal appellate courts. And then another court came out and said, we don't like what these two courts said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court's going to step in and say, no, you are wrong. It's like, no, OSHA does not have the authority to do this. They're about making the work safe, workplace safe.
Right.
And if you're going to say that they can mandate a vaccine because you're not safe at work because someone might get sick, then you've given them unbelievable power to control your everyday life. If it's about making you safe at work because everyone works. And if you don't follow these rules, then you're not allowed to work.
So would that be discrimination against people's belief?
Oh, it's as of right like, now, it's a violation of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, but I'm saying like right now, like you're trying to get a job, like, okay, you vaccinated? Like, no, well, you cannot get a job here then. Nothing else stopping you but the vaccination. And in order to work in that job, you have to get vaccinated. So that means the job place had to provide you with that. I mean, in a way, I guess.
Just do what Tim Pool says.
What's that?
When your boss says we're requiring a vaccination, whatever.
You have it on paper.
Yeah, be like, give that to me in writing saying you assume all responsibility for any negative outcome.
Possible, yeah.
And if they say, no, I'm not signing that, you're like, how are you going to force something into my body then, you know?
Yeah.
And if he does want to sign it, and well, you can either go get the shot at that point or get fired.
Yeah, you know, get notarized.
But most people don't want to sign paperwork saying I'll take responsibility for someone when they don't know what right. happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the pharmaceutical companies, they've got rules in place through the federal government where they won't be they can't be sued by anything that goes bad with them.
Yeah,
they got indemnity.
Well, the problem is there's certain things that they know. There's certain groups of people that have issues with these vaccines, which I don't like that we're calling them vaccines because they're not vaccines. We've changed the definition of vaccine. I forgot where I was going.
Moving on.
Yeah. By the way, on the COVID thing still, I know we were going to gloss over it, but SNL is once again doing a no audience thing.
Yep.
Not that I care, but with all the jokes they did with Alec Baldwin playing Trump, if they had any balls, they would have had Donald Trump playing Alec Baldwin shooting somebody.
That'll never happen.
No, but it would have been absolutely hilarious, and you know it.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, that woman's and that man's family probably wouldn't appreciate it, but it would have been hilarious. Of Donald Trump be like, stupid, bang. Ah! anyway. So I read this headline, and it was a super clickbait from Fox News. I'm going to make an effort, by the way, in the future, to find the same news from a different source than Fox News, even if you keep sending me Fox News, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Well, what they did,
Brian. Tell us who you work for.
Well, no, what bothers me is that they just put a vaccine mandate on their people and they're blaming New York. That's bullshit. Fox News can afford to pay the fine every single day. And it's just, I don't know. I don't like the fact that they just did that because it's
kind of contradictory what they believe or what they're saying.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to find the same articles or the same stories through a different source when I get them from here on out. Because if I can get it through the Daily Wire, I'll get it through Ben Shapiro because they refuse to comply with any kind of mandate.
Yeah. Fox News should have been like, okay, that's the way you feel. Like, let's move to Florida. You know?
That's exactly what they should have done. Just like Elon Musk did and Joe Rogan. They went to Texas.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, move to Texas somewhere else.
Yeah, just leave the state. Why do they need to be in New York for? You have people walking by lighting Christmas trees on fire.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. It's just like.
But anyway, speaking of lighting shit on fire.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I read this headline, and it was like super clickbait from Fox News. These 10 firefighters walked off the job when this convicted arsonist was made chief.
How'd that happen, dude?
That's an excellent question. The dude was like 18 or something like that when he did it. And it was a long time ago. I should probably click on it again and read.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago. I understand why you wouldn't want that guy to be in charge, but they're also voluntary firefighters. So it makes me wonder if they were actually like the actual firefighters or if it was a supplementary volunteer squad.
Well, depending on the size of the city, it's probably the actual firefighters. My hometown with my 30 people in my graduating class only has a volunteer fire department.
Only? See, Pembroke has... My town here has a professional.
I saw your whole fire department in a parade.
Yes. Yes. But they're all professional firefighters now. They used to be a professional firefighter squad and an auxiliary volunteer squad.
Okay.
That would get called in like almost like Minutemen. Like, we need help.
Yeah.
And they would call. We still have an old volunteer station with our extra trucks that we store. I don't think they have a volunteer squad. I should find out.
You can join.
Yeah, why not? Right, I'll go respond to a hey, we need help. Even if it's just go hook this hose up. It's like, why not? I know how to do that. You know,
you can be the volunteer fire chief.
That'd be so much fun. It's like, hey, I've been fire marshal before. Well, that's a pretty sweet qualification in the Navy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was a dick on duty days. No, you guys would have hated me in your duty section if you were on fly. What do we call it at home? In port? It wasn't flying squad. It was
flying squad. Yeah,
it was flying squad at sea.
Oh, import.
Import fire team or something like that.
Yeah.
Something. There was always something stupid like that. I would run a drill over and over and over until it went right, and everyone hated me. But the Bonhomme Rashad did not happen on my watch.
No, it did not.
I still can't believe that ship burned for like 5 days.
Yeah.
You think they're going to execute the kid?
I think he's going to get off.
Really? For what? Like how?
I've seen other stories coming out saying that it may not be arson.
It might have actually been an accident?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about before how there's a whole bunch of people that should have realized all these things were happening too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the coal, not the coal. Yeah. Shit. No. What was the ship that had the damage? And that's why we trained everyone in how to fight a fire and basic damage control.
The USS Cole was bombed in Yemen.
Ray. Four star. Ray got it. The USS Forrestal. Why the entire? Yeah, why the entire JFK, U.S. Navy?
The McCain, the one that started that.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Good. Nice. Ooh. Look, making us look bad over here. Yeah, the Forrestal, there was a fire on the flight deck, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And
so went off.
Ordnance went off. Senator, I'm sorry, go ahead.
A future senator was sitting in the cockpit. I wonder what he was doing in the cockpit. Just, I don't know where a missile goes off. Well, curious, but we never know.
Well, the ordnance got set off because of the fire, right?
No, actually a missile went off from the jet.
A missile?
Yeah.
I thought
Go back and watch the videos. That fucking, you can see the fucking thing went off and hit a plane and just everything, yeah.
Either way, in the initial firefighting process, the trained fire squad that came up were killed when ordnance detonated. I know that. And then the people that came up to fight the fire had no idea what they were doing. And they obviously died. And it got worse and worse and worse. Now the entire United States Navy knows how to fight a fire.
Yes.
At least how to fight a fire. And there's several people trained in many, many jobs that are needed at all times. Because shit happens. And if you're at sea, you're not calling in someone to help you put a fire out, you know? Especially when you're a warship and someone might fire a missile at you. you better be able to keep that ship floating.
So John Kennedy Jr. asked the Biden nominee and Trump the same question 9 times in a row.
Yeah. Shoot, I watched the video on this earlier too. And do you think we should forgive criminal misbehavior in the name of social justice? And
she refused to answer the question, basically. She didn't really want to answer it.
No, yeah. And oh my God, I don't even know what to say. Like, she, just refused to answer the question. So he asked it again and again and again. He's like, I'm not asking your opinion. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm not asking your opinion as a judge. I'm asking your opinion as a person, as a law professor. And he goes on, he's like, then he goes, now, do you think misbehavior and illegal acts should be forgiven in the name of social justice? And she kept coming back with, like, I do believe that all criminal policy is fundamentally a policy issue. And she just, he's looking for a yes or no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she just absolutely refused to do it. And the problem is when you give someone a yes or no, it's very obvious when you don't answer the question.
Right.
You know? Yeah. The fuck? Oh, yeah, that thing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Elon Musk. All right. What else we got in here?
Well, we talked about Build Back Better with Joe Manchin, didn't we?
We did, and it still drives me nuts. Even when we mentioned Charlemagne the God earlier, he said, is it Joe Manchin in charge of this country? It's not Joe Manchin making decisions. There was 50 other senators that agreed with him.
Yeah, the Republicans.
It seems... And then they say democracy died today. It's like, why? Because a bunch of people got together and voted, and the party that the consensus won that killed democracy. Like that. Does anyone know
what democracy?
Does anyone know what the word means?
No, 51% wins over 49%.
No, they don't understand the word. We're not a democracy. We're a representative republic.
Yeah, and that, like I said, Joe Manchin doing like what is supposed. What it meant to be, represent the state of Virginia, not representing the United States.
Oh, there you go.
And by the way, I send you a link on YouTube.
I just saw that. I'll have to check it out.
Minutes in, you can see the missile going.
Yeah, but wasn't that and the bomb that went off? Wasn't that supposed to be because like the fire itself set something off?
No, it's just you can see the video clearly. The missile just went off.
Did it start the fire?
The missile started the fire. Oh, whatever it was. I don't know.
And that was John McCain.
Sitting on that fucking plane, dude.
The guy who shot a dude in the face.
No, that's by Dick Cheney.
Cheney. Yes. McCain's the dead one.
Yes, the senator that voted. McCain just did the same thing as Joe Manchin doing right now. You know, the Joe McCain voted against repealing the Obamacare, and they were praising him like, oh my God, democracy is alive. Joe McCain voted against Trump, you know, 51-49. And now that Joe Manchin is doing it to them, like, oh, Joe Manchin is an evil man, you know. So they don't like it when it doesn't go their way.
And as soon as McCain died, he was like, all of a sudden, was this hero to the Democrats. Like, he was a good Republican. He's like, he agreed with you once.
Yeah.
The wife shared something here to me. It's pretty good. It says, I'm afraid of guns. It says, why? They can kill you. Why are you afraid of your car then? I learned how to drive it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
But they don't understand, like, hey, look, it just because it doesn't go your way doesn't mean, like, you know, you might have to present a better bill in order for them to vote on it, the senators.
I think they're in trouble in general, the Dems.
I wonder who they're going to have running for 2024.
I don't know. I mean, it's not going to be Hillary. It's if Joe doesn't run.
Oh, please let it be Hillary with Trump again.
I mean, if Biden doesn't run, Harris doesn't have a chance.
She's not even going to get the nomination.
No, that's what I mean. She won't even get the nomination. Who do you think would actually get Buttigieg, maybe?
Nancy Pelosi.
Is that why there's rumors about her not running? I've been hearing rumors she's not running for next term.
That's because she knows that they're going to lose control of the House and she doesn't want to be the minority leader again. And she's like 80-something years old. She's got to get home to her freezer full of ice cream before it goes bad.
Yeah, her $7,000 freezer and $80 ice cream.
The new home in Florida.
She's got a new home in Florida?
Probably right on the beach.
She bought a house in Florida.
Is it going to be underwater in 5 years?
Yeah, I guess she didn't like the policies in San Francisco.
That's telling, though, when you see these people telling it's going to be underwater in 10 years, and then they go and buy, like, property on Martha's Vineyard. So, yeah. You know, Martha's Vineyard's, like, 18 inches above sea level? Like, the highest point in the entire island is, like, 18 inches above sea level.
It's kind of like New Orleans, you know, everything.
New Orleans is actually like, below sea level. That's the problem there.
They pump it out, and they got levees and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, once the water gets in, it's really tough to get out. But why don't they do what Venice did in Italy and make like a system with like canals? Or is there not?
We don't like boats.
So we don't like boats. All right, we like cars. Burn gasoline.
Get a motorboat.
Electric. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Coal power then.
Remember that quote from Kamala Harris? Like, just imagine if we turn solar and wind energy into weapons. Like, we already had that called nuclear.
What?
Kamala Harris? Yep. She stated once, like, just imagine if we use wind energy and solar energy into our weapons and stuff like that. Like,
you mean clean as a clean energy?
No, like as a weapon. She said it as a weapon.
Yeah, but how would you weaponize solar energy?
I don't know, but it's just dumb.
Like she's really behind thunder, the curve. Like a laser beam?
I don't know, man. Like, I guess
didn't the Greeks supposedly do this at one point with a whole bunch of mirrors on a ship?
No, it was on the
tower. And like burned another ship?
That was Archimedes. Came up with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I actually have a Fresnel lens that actually like focuses sunlight super good. Mm-hmm. They're using lighthouses to focus light. Yeah,
but yeah, she was saying that like we already got energy like as a weapon too. It's called nuclear power plants. No.
Nuclear power isn't a nuclear bomb.
Nah, but it's just you know the source to obtain energy.
Well, the problem is nuclear energy is the answer to all the problems. But they don't.
They scared the liberals away from it. So
they scared them away because they know if they solve the problem, they won't have a problem to campaign on.
Yeah.
Like for real, like France is 100% nuclear. It's clean energy.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, we have to dispose of the radioactive rods. Yes, but it's not like we made these radioactive rods. We just refined them and made them more pure. We didn't actually make this material. It exists in nature. And we just use it. We might concentrate it, but it's not like we like made this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's funny, like the liberals hate the nuclear energy and stuff like that, but who's the one that created all of this? Madame Curie. And the Praiser.
Well, Marie Curie, she didn't make nuclear energy, but...
No, but she refined, you know...
She made us understand what radiation was, so we can make it safe for everyone else, because she poisoned herself so badly.
Yeah, but she's the one that started it all, too, so... I find it hilarious in a way like that.
All right. So Trump's doing a news conference on January 6th, I guess.
That's what they say.
That's a mistake. No, this is like Alec Baldwin doing an interview on Netflix or whatever it was, or ABC or whatever the hell it was, right before he gets a warrant to search his shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a mistake. All that could happen is something's used against you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree. I mean, whether he planned everything that happened that day or not, which I really don't, I don't think drawing attention to it by having a news conference on that day is the way to go, you know?
No, it's like throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game. Don't do it. Because if you do it well, no one will ever know it even happened or care.
Yeah.
But if you screw it up, everyone's going to see it on the internet. You know what I mean?
Like when President Obama threw out the first pitches?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, just don't do it. Unless you are certain you can throw a baseball under pressure, don't do it. It's just not worth, you know what I mean? It's not worth the risk. Never thought of that before. You would love to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game, wouldn't you?
Yep.
But now you think about it, you're like, shit, you're right. If you do it right, no one even knows it ever happened.
Right.
If you screw it up, the entire world watch you throw it into the dugout. You know?
So if you do it right, like, okay, whatever. But if you mess up big time, it's like, oh, shit, this is going viral.
Yeah, look at this. Exactly. Everyone's going to see this.
Oh, man, yeah.
He hit the first base umpire, you know?
It's going to be known as the McFarland Trove.
All right.
So we got a couple lawsuits against the January 6th House Committee investigating this thing.
I actually heard what the
you want to call what they're doing investigating.
It's a witch hunt.
Yeah. So Michael Flynn and Alex Jones are both suing the committee.
Funny, because I heard about Alex Jones like 2 weeks ago, but I try not to talk about Alex Jones. But to be fair, a lot of the stuff that everyone called him crazy for is coming very true. Like, they're talking about you getting chips in your subdermal chips for your COVID passports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing it in the Netherlands, I guess. This Jones literally predicted this like 8 years ago, said this exact thing in this exact scenario. It's like he sounded like a nut job saying you'd have to have chips under your skin. These people go into like bar, like they want to go to the bar and you get their hand scanned, like the Mark of the Beast style, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you know? And now it's happening. It's like, oh my goodness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guy keeps being weirdly right, but he's so abrasive. He's such an asshole. You know what I mean? He can't articulate his points, and he always makes them way too crazy.
Yeah. All right, guys, I gotta go. Santa Claus need help with the gifts.
All right, yeah, it is time to make Christmas happen for the babies, huh?
Yeah.
Can you do that while eating popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone still do popcorn on the tree?
No. People are too lazy.
It is a lot of work, isn't it? No, it really
plus
is.
Plus inflation.
Well, that'd be the cheaper way to go because popcorn is pretty cheap. You know, that'd be one of the cheaper ornaments. That's cheaper than tinsel.
True, but I don't use tinsel. I reuse ornaments every year, the same ornaments.
We need to go back and use candles.
I'm only allowed to put one ornament on my tree every year. My first ornament was a poop emoji. And the next year it was a little tin camper.
Mm.
And I try to find the most annoying ornaments that my wife won't like, and that's my ornament for the year. I think in a few more years, I'll have my own tree.
This year we got Spider-Man because my kid loves Spider-Man, so I didn't know what he picked it up from. He knew the song before he even watched the show.
I have ornaments from when I was like four.
He's going to have his own tree in his office.
I'm going to need a bigger office.
We're going to need to put a wall on your office. But how do you keep ending up in the bedroom when your computer doesn't work?
Huh?
How do you keep ending up in the bedroom when the computer doesn't work? Or I'm sorry, whatever room you're in now. Like,
I'm still in the office. It's just a little bit different angle.
No shit.
I still use the laptop for the Word document.
All right. I just have to keep restarting
my laptop like every 30 minutes. So
why? That seems nuts. How old is it?
Something's eating the RAM.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is.
Free up the RAM is to restart the computer. So it's gotta go to the shop. It's like 10 years old.
Now, what the issue is, you haven't updated your antivirus software. Right. You haven't updated your antivirus software, so they're implanting viruses.
No, that's not it.
McAfee?
I have antivirus on the computer.
I don't know what that was.
That was right. Here we go. Leave.
Yeah, you
leave.
So we only got a little bit more top rates left. Kim Fox, the DA in Illinois, lied about how she didn't talk to Jesse Smollett's sister after he was charged. And yeah, so she could lose her law license over this. She could be disbarred.
The more stuff that comes out during this Jesse Smollett thing, the more people it seems were involved. Like, he even implicated, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, he implicated Don Lemon himself about giving him advance notice and stuff about weird stuff it seems to getting weirder and weirder that people knew he was full of shit and helped him push this lie. You skipped the Goodyear thing.
We can go back. You want to talk about it real quick?
Yeah, well, I think you shared it to the
thing,
and I read it, and I said, first thing I said is, how the hell is a tire better for an electric car?
Yeah.
And the only thing I could think was it was some kind of like four-wheel independent system. Because I've seen some neat ideas for electric stuff when there's no rim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. There's a rim, but there's no central hub. Then the tire's mounted with like two bearings, basically. And it spins the rim. Then it's just a tire and a rim. There's no like hub that connects in the middle. It's just an open space there. That's all
what
think
it says
of.
Is electric cars need a low rolling resistance for efficiency for the torque.
You mean any muscle car tire?
Basically, yeah.
So like the car, for example, what you see on a Corvette. When you see that big giant fat rear tire you get in a Corvette, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or a Ferrari or a Lambo, anything with a ton of torque. Usually the more torque you have, the more horsepower, but they technically are separate. But when you build for one, the other one kind of happens too.
Yeah.
Well, people don't know what most of this up torque. Well, for example, do you know what torque is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's twisting motion. And it's measured in a bunch of ways, like foot pounds or pound feet. That one still blows my mind that people are using that one. Newton meters, inch pounds, all sorts of stuff. But that's a twisting energy and horsepower. This is what blew my mind. When I found out what a horsepower was, one horsepower is the amount of energy it takes to drag 550 pounds on a sled. I think it is 10 feet in 30 seconds or something like that. It's how much energy it takes to do this. And I was like, that just blew my mind to find out what it actually meant. It made everything meet. I don't know. It's just neat when you learn neat stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is horsepower really mean? You know what I mean? Anyway, let's talk about Alec Baldwin getting that douche nozzle.
Yep. Yeah, so obviously he's not worried about a search warrant.
Well, he claimed that he asked them to come and do this. So you didn't have to ask them to get a warrant, dude. You could have just handed them your phone.
Right.
Like, for real. So once they serve a search warrant, he says, oh, I asked him to do this. No, you would have literally just walked into the apartment and given them your phone.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, I don't know. Apparently him and his very young wife went and got a coffee when the police were showed up. I don't know. I think Baldwin might be in some serious trouble here. He's looking at least some kind of negligence, at least maybe even manslaughter charges. Depending on who you listen to, maybe even murder charges, but I haven't seen enough to think to have any reason to think he actually intentionally killed these people.
Yeah.
But I think he was absolutely, or this woman, I think he was absolutely negligent. What the hell is this PETA thing?
I don't know. That was something Michael Duckett put in the comment section. Is there an egg, a ban in Massachusetts, a PETA ban going on in Massachusetts or Pennsylvania you know about?
Not that I'm aware of. PETA ban in Massachusetts?
You know who PETA is, right?
Yeah, people eating tasty animals.
No.
What is it then?
People are...
People for the people ethical treatment of animals, dude.
Go on. Yes.
What the hell is... What? Oh, my God. I hate when they do that stupid thing. There we go. Topsfield, Massachusetts voted to ban... No, this is about banning circuses.
Yeah. Oh, well. We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You want us to talk about a topic, you got to give us more information.
Yeah. Send... We need links. We need links. Just like Dvorak keeps screaming.
Yeah.
So this Michigan shooter kid.
Uh-huh.
The one we talked about, he killed like
four
kids.
Why were the parents getting charged?
Yeah, and these parents do sound like shitty, shitty, shitty people. But I still don't think that they should be charged necessarily. But I don't know if you read the article, but like these parents probably should have known something was going on. But I don't know. It just, at least from what I read, and granted, this article is probably slanted to make me feel that way and think that way. But it sounded like the last thing you wanted to do was buy this kid a gun.
And did the parents actually buy him a gun, or was it their gun that he stole?
They bought a gun that they were going to give him for Christmas. Quote, give him for Christmas, but technically the father would own the gun.
Okay.
But the laws said that you could go shooting. You know what I mean? You could shoot a gun. You just couldn't own a gun at that age. Okay. So, like, the idea was they were going to go to the range together.
All right.
But they even said, they even put a post on Facebook saying this, you know, this, we bought a new whatever, whatever. This is the kid's, Ethan's Christmas present. And then the parents, and then they did disappear for like a week.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. That always makes you look guilty when you,
when you run away and hide.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and exactly at that point, I was saying, it's like, I don't know, it still sounds like they shouldn't be arrested. And I still don't think they should be facing charges necessarily.
Right.
But these were really bad people. And maybe we do need to put them on. We can't put them on trial because we can't change the laws after an offense happens. You know what I mean? You can't, what do they call it? It's a
double jeopardy.
Not double jeopardy. When you can't charge someone for a law after, like, you can't change the law today and then charge someone for that crime a week ago.
Okay.
The term for that, I can't remember what it was. But maybe we should have some kind of weird law that, I don't know. It seems like the parents had a lot to do with this, or at least had a lot of opportunities to stop it.
Philadelphia is falling apart.
Oh, what's happened in Philadelphia?
Well, they defunded the police. And
did they actually defund the police?
Sponsored? No, they didn't. She sponsored a bill to reform the police.
Okay. She
was carjacked.
That sucks. Quick question before we move into the carjacking thing, which is obviously the meat and potatoes. What does sponsored mean? Does that mean she wrote it, or is that she was one of the big people pushing it?
She was one of the big people pushing it.
Like trying to get signatures?
If she wrote it, it would have said authored.
Well, how many people write these things?
Most of the time, a lot of people.
Yeah. Anyway, she was carjacked in Philadelphia.
Yep.
I'm assuming by a couple of white supremacists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe if you read the article, that is not what happened at all.
No, it was five teens.
No, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Then five kids got arrested for this crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, she like thanked the police and everything. You know, I don't know, just it always seems like people I hate to say it. I'm going to quote Mike Tyson again, and I hate doing that, but he says so many wise things, and I feel stupid saying that out loud. Uh-huh. But he said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good point, though. You know, it's like you go there, you know how you're going to win this fight tonight, and then you get punched in the face, and everything just went out the window. It's like, oh, that hurt.
Yeah.
All right. I read an article that kind of pissed me off, but I didn't know what to think about it. Apparently, the reason why we have this worker shortage is because boomers are retiring early because of this COVID thing, not because millennials are lazy and don't want to work. I will say a lot of people did retire early. A lot of people, or took advantage of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people work an extra 10 years after they could retire, but, you know, I like what I do or whatever, you know, or yeah. Let's put more away. I think more people capitalize definitely on retirement because it's a good time to do it. But it wasn't all 65-year-old people working at every gas station, every supermarket, driving every truck, you know?
No, not at all. No.
Most of them were in offices, let's be fair.
Yeah.
Or on a factory assembly line, which they're probably not allowed to work anyway. I don't know. I read the article. It bothered me. It makes sense. A lot of people did retire. You're right. That would decrease a lot of stuff, but that wouldn't be affecting my ability to get a gallon of milk or cat food. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, this Marine, the one who lost his job over it.
Yeah.
He's
finally got discharged.
Oh, okay. The paperwork finally got signed.
Yeah. But did he get an actual discharge, or did he get retired?
I think he got an OTH.
So he doesn't get retirement?
That's a good question. You don't get a retirement with an OTH? Because other than honorable is not the same as a dishonorable.
Nah, he only did 17 years.
Oh.
He received a general discharge under honorable conditions.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was looking for. That's what I meant. But it was still not the same thing as an honorable discharge.
No, but he should keep most of his VA benefits in the process with that.
Which is good, to be fair. VA, what's it called? The insurance? Not VA, but the TRICARE.
Yeah.
I like my TRICARE. To be fair, it is insanely difficult to use in Massachusetts. But everywhere accepts it. It's just a pain in the ass to use it sometimes because there's not a whole lot of people with TRICARE up here. And they look at you funny when you say something to them about it.
Yeah.
All right.
And one thing, I don't know how it never made the list, but There was another court case that happened this week, and somebody was found guilty.
It did make the list, actually. It's way up top somewhere.
Oh, did it? We just skipped by it?
We did.
All right.
It's all right. Continue.
The female cop that pulled her taser and her gun on Dante Wright and said, thought she was using her taser but ended up using her gun was convicted of manslaughter charges this week.
Here's the thing is, she was authorized to use lethal force in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she didn't think she was applying lethal force is why they convicted her. That seems weird to me. You know what I mean?
You think she'll appeal?
I doubt it. But, well, she was also dumb enough to say on camera immediately, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, she did say that. Yeah.
Like, that's not going to help you in a courtroom. You know what I mean?
No. Not at all.
And that was on, like, three cameras?
We already admitted guilt on camera. So.
I'm going to jail. Well, now you are. Yeah, I don't know what she's looking at for a sentence. That's going to suck, though. No one wants to be the cop in prison, right?
No, that's always a bad place to be a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say one thing, though, about the prison system that I like is that prisoners tend not to like people that touch kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really don't like that, especially people that kill kids or rape kids. And those people tend to get treated very poorly in prison. He's hoping a whole bunch more Democrats get convicted of sex trafficking or, you know, soliciting nude photos of 14-year-olds. I can't believe they keep doing this. Like, and that was all at CNN.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on? Am I taking crazy pills here?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. I guess that's our show, huh?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, how do I stop it now? Stop recording, huh? And just hit stop live stream, too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. That was 71, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be back Saturday next time, right? On New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Which sucks is we're going to get blasted on New Year's Eve and then again on New Year's Day.
Yep, exactly.
And then go back to work 2 days later. Thank you for listening.